From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia uses four warships to launch rockets at Islamic State targets in Syria. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says the ships fired 26 cruise missiles at 11 IS targets. He says the targets were destroyed without causing civilian casualties. The four ships are located in the Caspian Sea. Word of the Russian naval strikes came as Syrian government forces launched a major ground offensive against rebels. U.S. officials are probing whether the military exceeded its authority in launching an airstrike on a hospital in Kunduz that killed 22 people. When U.S. President Barack Obama ended American ground combat operations in Afghanistan last year, he placed limits on the use of force. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, Army General John Campbell, says the U.S. is taking the blame for the mistaken bombing. The medical charity running the hospital Doctors Without Borders is calling for a fact-finding commission to investigate. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The commission was established in 1991 under the Geneva Conventions. It is the only permanent body whose goal specifically is to investigate violations of international humanitarian law, but it has never been used. Joanne Liu, the international president of Doctors Without Borders, says it is time to activate this fact-finding.
We cannot rely on internal military investigation by the U.S., NATO, and AGAN forces.
She says letters were sent Tuesday to the 76 signatory countries of the commission to sponsor an inquiry. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Suicide bombers targeted a town in northeastern Nigeria on Wednesday. At least 15 people were killed. This is VOA News.